Hello, and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 464. How are we all doing?
STV, an STV player in Scotland, and ITV1 in other parts of the UK.
Oh, so you could actually watch both.
Well, what size England on?
Three.
Oh, ITV3.
ITV3.
Oh, right.
What's the other one?
STV.
I don't know if we can get that.
An ITV1.
Obviously, as you can imagine, we're interested in football.
This is the fourth website I've gone to find out what game Scotland's on. All the others have said, you have an ad blocker, or take out a subscription.
Oh, for crying out loud. Right, let's see what's going on. I'm doing a refresh. Hello, Simon! Ooh, a photo finish. I'm presuming that's Alex that's A. But you never know. Oh, hello, Jonathan. Hello, Alex. And hello, Anthony. Oh, and hello,
and hello Chicken.
Chicken. Good girl. Daddy, not a happy dog. You said I could go in the garden, Daddy.
Right, we'll go
and
in
the
garden.
She's just twigged that the match is on, which means Daddy's not going to move for 90 minutes.
Come on, then.
Right, now I need to work out all of these channels to see how we're going to see these. Let's have a look. Where am I at? Programme guide. Let's start there. Right. UEFA football. Right. So that's sorted. England are playing on ITV, which is Channel 3. Now, Mike did say they're on another channel. There we go. It's Channel 25. Now, what I need to see is, can I do the old can we see it all shuffle thing? There we go. Live TV on multiplex, which hasn't worked since the version 4 update. And we've got no joy today either. Okay, it's going to have to be a website then, isn't it? But it's on 24 if you're interested. Channel 24 in the UK. Ah, right. Hello, Renee. Saving a couple of tabs. Hello, Kim. So how are we all doing? Oh, they've sold out of space grey toys. No space grey accessories anymore. Not that I ever bought any. They were ludicrously expensive. And Simon, didn't you go for space grey with the Matthias? So there's always alternatives. But today's the day. They've sold out. No more. What else did I see today? Oh, that story about the guy with the AirPods. Mike's now petrified. If you missed the email, the story about the AirPods was this guy went to bed watching a film. So he had his iPad and he put a film on and he said he was really tired. And about 20 minutes in, he'd had enough. So he puts the iPad down and he takes out his AirPods. Only he can't find one, right? So he thinks it must be in the bed. So he takes out the one that he can find and he puts it to one side and then he goes back to sleep. Middle of the night, he gets up for a glass of water. Takes a glass of water and the water, he's in the bathroom and the water just runs out of his mouth like he can't swallow it. So he thinks he's too tired and you know, he'll worry about it tomorrow. Gets out of bed, tries to have a glass of water. Same thing happened. Me, I'd be in some kind of stupor by this point. But he was just like, never mind, I'll just carry on. He goes outside to, I think it was sweep snow or something. Anyway, his son said to him, the son and the mother go through the bedroom and can't find this AirPod. And the son says to him, you sure you've not swallowed it? And the guy's like, don't be utterly ridiculous. Anyway, he tries again with a glass of water and he can't swallow it. It just runs back out of his mouth. So the wife said, I think you need to get it checked out. So he goes to the emergency doctor thing and he tells her the sad sorry tale and she says, don't be ridiculous, but I'll do an x-ray anyway. She comes back in with the x-ray. Yeah, he'd managed to inhale one of his AirPods and it was stuck in his esophagus. She's like, how do you do that? He reckons it came out, landed on the pillow and he's like, had his mouth open and like inhaled it. Because when I went and told Mike, he thought I meant up the nose. He inhaled it up the nose. No, Mike. So yeah, now there's a lithium battery in there, isn't there? Possibly not the best place to have it. Anyway, he had a lasso endoscopy. No, I didn't know either. It's an endoscopy with a special device that has a lasso on the end. Now I'm thinking Calamity Jane. And this thing, you know, they manipulate it in such a way that, you know, given the shape of an AirPod, quite handy as long as it was the right way up. They managed to hook the end and pull it out. He said it wasn't the best experience he's ever had, but they did manage to extricate it. Now, I mean, he was laughing about it, but that's not funny, is it? That is not funny. I mean, that's a human. Can you imagine if a dog had eaten it and you didn't know where it was? Oh, dear. Dear. This doesn't happen with ours. I can assure you our toys are locked away. But I actually have around my neck virtually all the time the sleep headphones that Tracy recommended. And they're fabulous. They really are. They're so comfortable to sleep in. So I have these on and I picked one up and I wafted it at Mike and I said, well, at least if I inhale one of these, you've got the rest of the cable to pull on. But I mean, it just wouldn't happen. There's no way. But yeah, that's not the first time, apparently. Happened to another guy. No word on how he is now. I'm presuming he's okay. But dangerous, hey? Would I wear those in bed? I don't think I would. Like Renee says, that's why I've got the AirPods Max. Would be very difficult to inhale those. There are probably elephants and bison that would struggle to inhale those. But sometimes when I go to bed, even though I've got these headphones and even though they're wrapped around my neck, I'm thinking I might nod off. In which case, you know, I've got normal headphones with me, Bluetooth, that I then hang on the edge of the bed. People, hey, can't live with them, can't shoot them. Oh, which reminds me of the governor's meeting I've just sat through. Don't ask. Somebody got grumpy. That was me. There was an item on the agenda about blended meetings. What the hell's a blended meeting? Stupid term. Basically, some people at wherever they choose to be and other people meeting face to face. And this edict had come from above. They're not effective. Blended meetings aren't effective. So I let them have enough rope to hang themselves and then I was straight in there. And I wanted to know upon what basis they'd made that decision, given that we're still in a lockdown and we haven't had a blended meeting. So how can you say they're ineffective? I don't know whether the person responsible was being deliberately obtuse, but I didn't let it go. Dog, bone. Think dog, bone. So I then explained what I meant in terms of, you know, I've been doing this job for 20 years. There's nothing you can't do online that you can do face to face. Apart from get COVID. So, can we have a rethink about this? Can we at least have some information? What evidence was this edict based on? Anyway, that didn't get passed. It was the only agenda item that didn't get passed because I wouldn't vote for it. So, that's got to go back and get more information. Until you can satisfy me, it's not going through. So, I've had a very good day. I reckon my name's going to be Mud, don't you? Oh, he must be a really deep snorer. Do you know, I think it's probably easier done than you would imagine. I mean, he might not. Obviously, it's come out on the pillow and he's turned round and he's somehow, you know, inhaled it, but possibly not in one manoeuvre. And don't they say, and if you're eating, I do apologise, but this is supposed to be true, that everybody swallows spiders in their sleep, that we're never more than, is it 3 foot from a spider? And overnight, you know, we do eat spiders. Because when that came out, it was a while ago, about 10 years ago. My mother, she was like, oh, I can't even bear to think about it. And I'm thinking, she needs to sleep under a net. You know, these nets they have in warm places. She needs to sleep under a net. She was absolutely horrified. But if that can happen and you are totally unaware of it, then maybe it's just like, you know, you move and then a little bit it gets closer and closer and before you know it, you've swallowed it. What I didn't get was, and the doctor said to him, you know, she's seen things where things have been inhaled, but people are usually in a lot of pain. And he wasn't in any pain at all. Only the fact that he couldn't eat or drink. I think I'd know if there was something stuck in my throat to that degree because I'm so sensitive to it. I don't know, but oh dear. There are advantages to keeping wires, you're quite right. You can always fish it out with a wire. I would think with AirPods, your dangers were dropping one and somebody treading on it, it going down like a grid, or just out and out losing it. I would never have thought of swallowing it as a potential hazard. oh, just thank God the guy's all right. But the doctor was like, there's a battery in this. And the thing was, when they got it back, it's still working. He said the microphone's not as good as it was, but you know, the sound out of it's absolutely fine. You'd think Apple would swap it for him, wouldn't you? Which headphones do I use? If you mean the overnight ones, the nighttime ones, they've got a really weird name. Let me go find them for you. They're fantastic. Tracy recommended them and I looked at them and I thought, oh, you know, they do look quite nice. And then they came on offer. So if I put headphones in, will I find it? Yeah, there we are. Yeah, there's no way I'm going to pronounce it, but I will get the link and put them in. They are $20.99 at the moment, but they are great. They are fantastic. They are so comfortable. You could sleep in them, definitely. The other headphones I've got, the ones that are more like Renee's AirPods Max thing, they don't make the model that I've got anymore, but they're Tetronics, and they're fantastic. They really are fantastic. So I wouldn't use anything else, really. But those ones are very good. Right. Kim says, I never want to get on your bad list. I want you on my side. Oh, a mozzie net. That's what I mean, isn't it? A mozzie net. That's what I mean. I must admit, even me listening to myself, as I said, excuse me. Because this wasn't really, it was like, all we had to do was ratify it. It wasn't really up for debate. It was an edict that had come from when you've got a governing body, you have to have a company or the local council that provide what they call governor services. And they read all the garbage so you don't have to, basically. And it had come from them that we either stayed online, we did, went face to face, but we're not having blended meetings. And I thought, well, just a minute, you can't give me three options and tell me that I can't have the third one, which is the best one. You know, if people want to sit there, that's up to them. I don't see what difference it would make, only, well, not on a practical level. But I did say to Mike, and he agreed, because he's seen this happen, that if you've got people in a room, they would tend to ignore the people online, which is just downright rude and you just need to deal with it. But apart from that, there really shouldn't be a practical issue. And it wasn't up for debate until I had to wait. Can you imagine you're at a meeting and somebody's just like, well, this, but we're just going to say yes to that. I had to poise myself and dive just in and make it sound like a question. But even me listening to me, I sounded mighty grumpy. I don't like things coming out that cannot possibly be based in fact, because we've not done that yet. How can you say that those meetings are not effective because we've not actually done it yet? And what do you mean by effective? So they're not going to win on this one. I'm not going to back down. I'm thinking there are people who are housebound who would be fantastic governors, but they literally cannot get to the school, even if COVID wasn't a thing. And you're excluding them. It's an exclusionary policy across the board anyway. We have the technology to have these meetings, to do things online. Why don't we do it? But that's not their standpoint. But I did have to explain three times that that's why it got left and they now need more information. So there we are. But why would you guys ever be on my wrong side? That's not going to happen. Simon doesn't believe it about spiders unless they're microscopic. I don't know, Simon, but it really was a big thing at the time. And I'm not surprised because you're like, oh, no, no. I mean, I honestly don't know. I would have thought if it was as common as they made it sound, you'd hear more from people that have woken up mid-spider and, you know, nearly choked to death, which I haven't. So maybe it was in the sun, Simon. That could explain it totally, couldn't it? I don't know. Now, see, Renee's under a net in the summer, a mosquito net. That's a really good idea. We're not, but we could do that. I could definitely do that. Flies are the big thing here. Oh, flies annoy me. And then they're big, ugly, buzzing flies as well. Not like flies when I was a kid were quite tiny, but these things they're about the size of like a bee. And they make a noise, but not like a bee. It's not a bee noise. It's more just the size of them. And I don't like fly spray. I really don't like fly spray. I am hypersensitive to smells, as we all know from the car leak of Mike's, the petrol tank that was leaking. that no one else could smell but me, which didn't mean it wasn't leaking, because it was. So if I spray fly spray, oh no, I'll be smelling it for weeks. So I don't like that at all. But once they're in, they're tricky to get rid of, because we've got shears up. So somehow they'll come in through the shears, but trying to get them back out, they can't just fly out again. This year hasn't been as bad as last year in that regard. Plus the fact, don't spiders eat flies? So I don't particularly want either of them in the house. Let's not invite them in. Oh dear. Kim says they no longer need to mask up, but you were at Costco and everyone had a mask on. I'm still in my COVID regalia. I don't think for a long time now people will complain much if you are. I think it's like a courtesy. I mean, this complete fiasco with the England team, the England and the Scotland team. You've got two lads on the England team and they are from the same club as a lad who was playing for the Scottish team. So when the game was over, they went over to him and they're all like, you know, ruffling his hair and putting their arms around each other. And then they stood in the tunnel and had a 25-minute conversation with each other. He's got COVID. They're now self-isolating and can't play for the country. And I said to Mike, I know they've been very softly handling this. And I said, you know, maybe I'm just not in that mood at the minute. But I said I'd fine them and send them home. Because they're representing their country. You've only got one job. Don't get COVID. You shouldn't be spending 25 minutes talking to somebody in a tunnel. No masks. It just shouldn't happen. And the thing is, his own teammates, the Scottish team, none of them have got to isolate. But two of the England team have. This is a competition we're supposed to be trying to win. So I damn well would have sent them home and fined them. But apparently it's all soft shuffle around it all. We mustn't be mean to them. They're very fragile. Yeah, they're idiots. That's what you mean. They're absolute idiots. I wouldn't let any of them play for the team again. That would sort it out. Because you need to send a message out to the rest of them. This is not acceptable. And then they said it's going to be absolutely fine for the final. We'll have 60,000 people in the stadium. So, when is the final? Just add 3 weeks to it and that's when the COVID spike will be.
The 11th, isn't it?
The 60,000 people. You cannot effectively distance with 60,000 people in a stadium. No way. We'll see how all of that goes. Hello, Dee. You see, Kim's like me, blended meetings. If people want to turn up, great. I think the problem is the people who want the face-to-face don't feel comfortable with the technology. Well, I don't feel comfortable face-to-face. So why don't we just agree to disagree and have a blended meeting? But no, they can't leave you alone, can they?
She talked the old chicken out, by the way.
Oh, the one that doesn't squeak?
Yeah.
Well, there's a squeak in it.
It was on the top of the stairs, so she took it down and ran around with it.
I've just seen that there. Anthony says blended meetings seem more inclusive. I totally agree. That's the point. We do not have anybody who is deaf or blind or physically disabled in any kind of way. Why not? Well, they would find it more difficult to get to a meeting and follow along. But, you know, we could have somebody who's deaf at home in a blended meeting with Otter doing a real-time transcript of what's going on, which we can't do live. So why not have blended? It suits everybody that way. Why would somebody who wants... I would never say, let's make it online only, because if some people want to meet face-to-face, that's up to them. But they're actually saying no to any element of online part of it, which is ridiculous. But Alex says the fly tying group don't want blended either. It must just be people.
I want to see me friend.
Simon has been out and looked up the spider thing. It's been debunked. Good. I'm glad about that, Simon, because I don't want to wake up and be mid-spider. And Kim's church has decided to keep holding the service online even though you're back to in-person services. That way, reaching more people seems smart. Exactly. What's happened, I said 6 years ago, I was sorting out the website for the church 6 years ago. And I said, well, what about putting the services online? It was an absolute categoric no from the priest. Over his dead body, right? So I thought, well, there's no point pushing that. you know, that's his stance on it. And then obviously COVID happened, and I think the first 2 weeks he didn't want to do even a video recorded one, never mind live. But people pushed him into it. He had no option. So what happened was the deacon, who had an iPad, circa about 2011, I think, judging by the quality of the video I got, would stand there with the iPad and record it. The sound wasn't great and the picture wasn't great, but, you know, it was your priest doing mass. So I'd get this video and then I'd have to top and tail it and get it uploaded, ready for 5:30 on a Friday. And that went on for months and months and months until in the end he realised there really was no point in doing this. Plus the fact, once there was a video up there, people from Peru, was it Peru?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a particular village in Peru and he lived there for 10 years. The people in the village are like, oh, I watched the video, it was amazing. So after that, they're paying through the nose for this Churches Online thing where it's broadcast live. And people are watching from all over the world. He's got friends in America. He's got friends in Europe. He's got friends in Peru. And they're all watching it. So, you know, should have done that 6 years ago then, shouldn't you? So more people are watching it, even though they're nowhere near here. So I think it's a really good idea. Dee loves the smell of petrol. Well, it was a bit overpowering for me, Dee. Oh, it's a good smell as long as it's at the petrol station. That's a very good point, Renee. Yeah, this wasn't. Ooh, second jab for Renee tomorrow. Fingers crossed for you. Oh, the Seahawks are going to allow full seating this season. You can't afford a ticket, so no worries. What's a season ticket cost over there and how many matches is it for? We've just paid, haven't we? Was it 890 quid?
836.
836 for 18 matches?
19.
19 games. There you go. Do you know, I've still got tickets that say like 30p on them.
Me too. On the Stretford paddock.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that was when football was real football. Not this garbage we're looking at now. Oh, the fly... No think fly tying group is I want a pint. Luddites everywhere. Tell me about it, Dee. Now, I will admit, one of the ones that was most vehement about having the face-to-face meetings lost the connection halfway. And I thought, well, why, you know, if your internet connection's that poor, which I can't understand, most people have got a phone. So why don't you just use the phone on 4G? It couldn't possibly be worse. You know, and everybody gives me that as an excuse. But the very first time, and for a good 2-3 years, but the first time I went live, what happened was we got this system called Centra via the Institute of IT Training, which is now the Learning and Performance Institute, of which I'm a fellow. So we got this system and it was like, oh, you can do online meetings. We had no idea what we were doing. Didn't have an instruction book. So I said to Mike, I'm going to sit and have a look at this and, you know, see what we can do with it. And I thought, yeah, this is doable. And I thought the only potential issue is the bandwidth. But this thing did video and it did audio and it did screen sharing. It did chat. And we only had a 56K modem. So I thought, well, you're going to be pushing it a bit, but let's try it. And it worked. Now, obviously, it's not like it is today in terms of, you know, I just did a speed test the other day and our speed's creeping upwards. So, you know, we've got 1 gig down and about 50 up. No, 1 terabyte down, isn't it? 1,000 gig, yeah. Or whatever. All right, one of those. And 50 up. So we wouldn't have a problem. But on a 56K modem, we managed it. If we managed it then, 21 years ago, why can't they manage it now on a phone? I don't understand it. It's this like fear of technology. And honestly, what do you gain by being face-to-face? But who knows? They're people who are anti-technology. I totally agree, Simon, they are. You can tell by the way that they're kind of looking at the screen with complete disdain. But then if there's even like a 0.00001 chance of infecting themselves, then why not do it online? Plus the fact it's not just you. These meetings that we'd be talking about, governor's meetings, are at the school. They're in the staff room at the school where the staff are all day, every day. So because you can get it from touch and all kinds of things, and it's more transmissible than the last variant, and we don't know by then whether we won't have yet another variant, it's the children. You've got to think about the children as well. They're not vaccinated. So why risk it? There's no benefit to it to me. None at all. Maybe the teachers could be on site because they're there already. But why anybody else needs to be there, I have no idea. Right. Keep going. Cheap, super cheap seats. Over $1,000 for 5 games. What? Oh, that's terrifying. Wow. Maybe that's what the Glazers had in mind for here.
Arsenal are the most expensive season tickets.
Are they?
£2,013.
Good God, that's twice as much as United. Yeah. That's scary as well. Did I say... Hang on, where are we at? Did I say 1 terabyte down? Let me have a look. What did I say? Shall I do another speed test? Even though we're broadcasting. Let's see what it says. Right. Speed test. I don't know why I did a speed test the other day. It wasn't that it was going slow or anything. I just thought I haven't done one in a while. Right. Let's have a check. So I'm with Virgin Media. It's got a ping of 8. And it's whipped up to 9 odd at the moment.
That's 106 quid a match.
That is a lot, isn't it? Where are we at? 985. And it says megabytes next to it. Which is a gig, isn't it? It's not a terabyte, it's a gig. It's a gig, I think. And 53 up. Oh, I wish the up was more. I do wish the up was more. But, you know, that's not bad. That's not bad. I can live with that. How long we had this now? Because I'm wondering what the next up will be. Will they up it to, like, 2?
I don't know.
Or maybe go to 1.5. I just wish that they would make the upload a bit more. I mean, it's manageable. We can manage. And the download is far more important. But it would be nice. You know, if we could just take that up a little bit, maybe double it, that would be nice. But we'll see. A grand for 5 matches is absolutely ludicrous. It really is. Renee, do you get a player to take home? No, Renee, no, you would not want a player to take home. They're riddled with COVID. Oh, but I take your point. I remember buying my first season ticket, and it wasn't a season ticket, it was called a league match ticket book. And the difference between the two is a season ticket guarantees you your seat for cup matches, and a league match ticket book didn't.
Which you had to pay for.
Oh, you had to pay for them, they weren't free. Ah, don't be silly. But a league match ticket book was just league matches. And I think it was something like, my dad's was about £25, and I think mine, which was a concession, was about 18, and that was for the entire season.
She's licking the carpet. She must be hungry.
Oh, we're peckish again, are we? Now we've got a treat, so she's fine. Dee's currently at 14. I went from... Our first broadband was 512k. Half a meg. Bless, half a meg. And we thought that was broadband, and it was in its day. Then we went to B, and we consistently got about 10. But to get 10, we were using the copper wire. We were at the end of the copper wire run. So the only way I could squeeze 2 more out of it, which was 20% more, so I could get to 12, was by taking the faceplate off and fiddling below the faceplate. So I did, and I did that for years. And then what was the speed we first went to with Virgin? I think it was 100, wasn't it?
I think so.
It was advertised as 100 meg down. And, you know, when I'm used to getting 10 on a good day, 12 if you absolutely pushed it, I just couldn't envisage it being a possibility. And then B got bought out by Sky, and I thought, I'm not doing the Sky thing. So I decided I'd do the Virgin thing, and that meant having cable put in. That's another reason why it was put off so long, because we didn't have cable coming to the house. So they needed to, you know, dig the path up outside and then bring it through the garden. So the issue was mainly getting it through the garden and then getting it into the house. Mum wasn't keen on people coming anywhere near the house, and certainly not in the house, especially not with a drill in the hand, because whenever Dad did that, there was a calamity. But I persuaded her. Was that the day she locked... It was, wasn't it? That was the day she locked Dad in the front room with the dog.
Yeah.
She just said, I'll go and get you some tea in the meanwhile. When he got up to go out for a cigarette, she said, no, you're not coming out until this is finished. It's just in the front room. Oh, poor Dad. So we did. We got 100. In fact, I think we got about 110. And we then slowly upped it over the years. So the last one that we went from, was it 500 we went from? Or 250? Anyway, we saw this thing that was offered as, you know, a gigabyte down, or 100 meg, depending on how you look at it, 1,000 meg, depending on how you look at it. And it was like, we'd have to switch from where we were to a different Virgin system, but we did. It happened the week before lockdown. So I from memory, it was around the 17th of March last year. And I remember, because we hadn't actually gone into lockdown, and I'm there, like, in gloves and a towel, with a mask on. And he had come in and he said, we got like the last slot. Didn't we book it on a Tuesday and he came on a Friday? It was ridiculous. But the thing was, he said that there's no slots to be had now. And he'd just come from a guy who's a solicitor who was then working from home and he needed better internet. He said, that's all I've been doing, you know, running around, putting internet in for people who are now going to be working from home. But it's been fairly consistent and it's actually gone up a bit. So I would say it's gone up maybe 5%. Which it will over time. But yeah, we got no complaints with it, put it like that. Renee is 200 meg down and through at 30 up. 5.5. We look back at these, unbelievable. And Kimmy's 14 meg down and 2 meg up. 14, yo! Now, Renee, you say you don't need faster, but trust me. It's actually, as far as I'm concerned, it's the reliability that's just as important. I mean, you know when something's forever going down? No, you'd take a slower one. But we're very, very lucky because we do hear a lot of people say, Virgin's down again, Virgin's down again. It very seldom goes down here unless we know it's going to happen. Although having said that, it did get you this morning, didn't it?
For about a minute.
That will just be them switching something over. I would say it's only in all the years we've had it, and it must be about eight, nine years now, it's probably only gone down half a dozen times, and they've let you know it's maintenance. And there was one outage, and the outage was about 3 hours. But again, they're very good when you get in touch with them. It's like, you follow the thing through and it's like, yes, we're aware of an issue with, and then it'll be the TV or the internet or some other telephony services. And it'll actually tell you which bit, and it'll give you an estimated time that the engineer will arrive and then an estimated time for the fix. So I've certainly got no complaints with Virgin, but I think it very much depends on where you live. There are other people, particularly, was it York Way? The girl with the purple hair?
Yeah.
York Harrogate Way. And it was appalling. It was forever going down, so it does really depend where you are. But the funniest one with the gig down was Chidge, because Nina won't let him pay any more, and they have the whole bundle. They have the telephone, the TV, the internet, the whole works. And he's got the sport on it, and she's got the films on it. So she won't let him pay any more. And when he heard that I'd got a gig down, and he'd got like one at 180, he wanted faster internet, and he priced it up, and it was like, no, that's not going to happen. So you'd have to lose the sport to have that and keep it the same price. So he decided he'd have to stick with what he'd got. Oh, dear. Right. D can't believe the place where people live in fear of their ears being bitten off have such good Wi-Fi. Yeah, we do. That's just in case we need emergency services here quickly. Oh, Renee was thinking about getting fibre. 600 down and even a bit cheaper, but you reckon it's a bit of a fuss to go through again? Well, I was amazed at how little of a fuss it was, because, you know, every time we'd had things done, like a new phone in or something, it'd been a complete nightmare. So given that this needed to come through the garden wall somehow and then be routed around the garden, then reach our house wall and somehow get from the other side of the living room round the corner, I just had a nightmare vision. But I thought in the end, I'm going to have to do this anyway, but I thought I will keep an eye on him. So I went out and I explained to him, and I said, you know, my mum's a bit on the anal side. I said, could we have it there and then up there and along there, down there and then round the corner? And he went, yep, no problem. I said, and can you make sure that it's attached to the mortar and not the brick? Because she doesn't like holes in the brick either. He said, yep, I can do all of that. So when he got round the far side, he was as good as his word. He was great. I think the thing was, he came in and he was like, and where are we putting the phone and where are we putting the TV? I said, we're not. We just want internet. And he said, well, do you not want like the TV package? So I said, I haven't got a TV. So he went, oh, you won't be wanting the TV package then, will you? So he said, oh, this is going to be great. So it only took him like 20 minutes. The rest of it, I think they allocate an hour and a half for fitting. But the second time that they came, they've only come out twice. We did have the box updated, but I did that. I told them not to bother. I was quite capable. But this time they had to change the box and the cable. So they did come out the second time. This was last March. And again, he was like, and what are we doing with the phone and the TV? And I said, we haven't got a TV. Oh, right. OK, then. And he was in and out in 20 minutes. And they were very, very good. They're so good in terms of tidying up and listening to where you want it. So it doesn't have to be a nightmare. So let's all persuade Renee he needs to do that. Oh, and Kim refuses to pay more than $50 a month for Wi-Fi. And what do we pay a month?
62.
62. There you go, £62. That's not bad, I don't think, for the speed.
No.
And the reliability. I mean, I was paying probably about 18 to 20 for 10. So price-wise, you know, if you multiply that by 10, you'd be looking at about £180 to £200. So I don't think 62 is that bad. But what they'll do is they'll say, oh, your internet will only cost you 30 if you take the TV and if you take the phone and if you take this. And by the time you finish, yeah, your internet might only be 30, but your bill is actually 185. I mean, my eyes bleed when I see what people pay for entertainment. I know, like, I mean, because on top of everything else, that doesn't include Amazon Prime. It doesn't include Now TV. It doesn't include Netflix. So I'm sitting looking at you thinking, what exactly are you paying for? £185. And it turns out it's one movie channel and the sport. But you get the sport for about £6.
I think it's
£9.99. £9.99 now, but you were...
It was £6.
It started off at £4.99 and Mike was grandfathered on that for a long time until the app stopped working. But even BT Sport is something like 25.
£25.
No, so Mike was like, I'm not paying it. And I'm like, don't be an idiot. How much would it cost for one game?
I've cancelled it for the summer.
Oh, well, we'll cancel it for the summer because, you know, the footy's on the normal channel. Well, if it's £25 a month, but at United, how much are you paying for a game? About 50, 60?
About 50, isn't it?
You know, that's for the entire month. So, and the thing is... All right, so at United, you have £50 for Mike's ticket and £50 for my ticket. Parking is about 20. 20 quid to park for a match. It's obscene. Then you get inside and you can't take water in with you. But it's all right, they'll sell you some water. That's about £5 a bottle. So if we put down 10 for that, God help you if you want to eat. You're going to need a credit card if you want to eat. You could probably get chips outside for about £3, couldn't you?
Mm.
But once you're inside the stadium, I mean, it's ridiculous. You're looking at like, because I have this condition where if I haven't had enough sugar, it's like the opposite of diabetes. You still go into a coma, but it's just the other way. So I actually need sugar. And this one particular day, I said to Mike, I'm going. I'm feeling really queasy. I need sugar. So Mike dived off and came back with the only thing that they had, which was like an orangeade thing. So like orange juice, fizzy orange juice. And he'd paid something like £3 for it. And I said, it'd be cheaper to go into a coma. That's just obscene. It was about 500 mil. And that we're talking maybe 20 years ago. It was an obscene amount of money. So £25 for the entire month versus about £150 a game. So I said, just get it. So I actually said the other day to you, didn't I? Make sure that you've got every service that you need to watch every match and get it sorted out before the season starts, not at the end. So we pay for MUTV, Manchester United TV. We pay for BT Sports. We pay for Sky Sports. And, you know, I don't pay for anything else apart from Now TV. The whole lot doesn't come to more than about £60. And yet people are paying £180, £185, and I'm not quite sure what they're getting for it. Not much. Not much. Right, let's catch up with this. Renee will pay €67, including a 4K TV subscription. And it includes telephone too. You see, I'm with Dee. We don't have a house phone anymore. We did when Mum died, which was Christmas 2014. I think the bill was due in about February. So in came a bill for her telephone, my business fax line, my internet, Dad's old internet. So all these bills came in and I thought, how much? So I added them up and then I multiplied it by four. And that was what a year was going to cost. It was something absolutely ridiculous, like £1,300. I said, but this is the house phone. I said, we never use the house phone. If we use the house phone, we'd have to pay for the calls as well. Whereas if we use our mobiles. So we thought about it, you know, while the next bill was brewing. And it was like, let's just cancel the lot. And the added advantage is all those relatives that I don't want to hear from haven't got our mobile number anyway. So it's fabulous. The only people that ever rang the house phone were people selling stuff. So we got rid of the whole lot. And with Dee. Just get rid. Don't need it. And Renee hardly watch TV anymore anyway. I must admit, there's not that much on. I mean, I watch the football. Love the football. And there's an odd programme, like Line of Duty. I mean, who would have wanted to miss the wee donkey? But it really is the exception rather than the rule. The TV is just so appalling. It's just terrible. There are very, very, very few really good programmes on. And the ones that there are, you don't actually physically need a TV to see anyway. We've got the iPlayer here and we've got, in fact, all the channels here, the free-to-air channels, are online anyway, all of them. So we have BBC One and BBC Two. There is a BBC Three, but it's for the youth element, so I never watch a thing. But BBC Four is fantastic. And then you've got the other channels, which are ITV, which is Three, Channel Four, which is, guess what, Four, and Channel Five, which is Five. And they've all got all their stuff online. The only downside with online is that you can't skip the adverts. That is literally the only issue. You can skip the adverts if you want to pay them, which I don't. So I either tolerate the adverts. I mean, I don't tolerate the adverts. Well, I just turn the sound off. But you have to be careful you don't miss the in. Because if you do, you've got to wind it back and then you've got to watch the ads again. but the BBC iPlayer is totally ad-free anyway. And I must admit, there's not much that I watch on the other channels. What I would tend to do if something was on one of the other channels is record it on my ITV software and take the ads out. Or skip the ads while I'm watching it. But there just isn't that much on. I mean, it's really bad at the minute. If you don't like sport, don't even bother turning the TV on. We've had the European Football Championships. We've had the horse racing. We've had the cricket on. We have had tennis on. There was bowling on. So if you don't like sport, just don't even bother. Don't turn it on. There is nothing else on at all. Right, let's have a look. Simple folk also burn people for saying the earth goes around the sun, swings and roundabouts. Oh, Kim's got satellite, and because you can't get local stations without it, you use rabbit ears until you move where you are now. What on earth are rabbit ears? Is this like an aerial on the top? Yeah, analogue went years ago. We do have an aerial on the roof. which we still need, unfortunately. That's going to have to go in the end, it is. Oh, Kim, not spotty cell service. Oh, no, that's shocking. Like my dad. Study the front room, and if he wants to make a call, he's got to, like, climb onto the chair and hold it up to the ceiling or go outside.
So
he went outside.
One leg.
He went outside a lot. Right. Let's have a look.
Didn't we have that problem with Voda?
Yeah. That's the one.
You couldn't get a signal in the front room.
It was the front room. It was just one room in the house you couldn't get a signal, but it was the one that my dad had moved into. When they said he shouldn't be climbing the stairs anymore, we put a bed in there for him. So he was in there, you know, whenever he was in the house, that's where he was. So he was not pleased. Oh, he was not pleased. Had to go outside every time. But then it was the same with What's It, wasn't it? Three, when we wanted three. Worked great everywhere else, didn't work here. But O2 works great here, so we're very, very lucky.
There's a picture of rabbit's ears. I remember those.
Oh, I had a TV with O2, like a circle. Yeah. I can see it. Awesome.
Kim's just posted the link.
They use these illegal streams for rugby. There used to be illegal stuff for... Well, not totally legal. Let's not say illegal. People would just... They'd put their phone in front of their TV and they would stream it to Facebook. And Mike's got this mate that would always find a link. And it was just so funny. He would always find a link. And I'd say, well, just go and see what he's got because he'll have a link. I had one of those rabbit ear things when I was a child with a black and white TV. And the thing I remember watching, and I used to love it, was Kojak. It was on really late and Mum would let me watch it. Don't know what she was thinking, but I remember that on top of the TV. Oh, fabulous. Renee standing outside with a coat hanger like Mr. Bean. Oh, that was naughty, that, wasn't it? When Rod Hull did that.
Yeah.
Rod Hull and Emu, if you remember them. He was an emu, a puppet. He did take that a bit too far at times, didn't he? If you remember the thing with Parkinson.
Yeah.
But there was this night and he was a United fan and he couldn't get the signal properly. So he climbed on his roof to move the aerial, fell off and died. And he wasn't the only one, was he? Didn't that happen to somebody else? Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
If you're wondering what that is, that's me pouring water. It's nothing inappropriate. Or the dog upending something. She's been very good today, hasn't she? Although she wants to be in the garden. Oh, I did actually get something today in the Prime thing, which I managed to get an extra £10 off it, so I was rather pleased. So I did get a little bit of tech today. Do you know? Oh, and the bin men haven't been. That's the biggest crisis of the day, isn't it?
They've been for
the
cardboard.
Blue one's gone.
The cardboard's gone.
The cardboard's gone, but the real... No, it's not real rubbish, is it? It's garden rubbish.
It's garden rubbish.
Which is unfortunate, because we actually have some garden rubbish to be collected, don't we? That was good of them. So now the bin is full of garden rubbish. They've not bothered to pick it up, which means it's only Tuesday and they're a day behind. So you can't move for green bins here. And probably the M33 group's going mental. See, the thing is, the bin men can't get away with it anymore. Because people see them and they take pictures and they put it on the M33 group. So when they get onto the council and say that, you know, the bin men haven't been, and they'll say, no, they weren't in your area today, we'll sort that out. And then they say, no, there's 47 pictures of them, but they didn't collect my bin. So they can't get away with it anymore. Hello, Pete. That's the one, Renee. Telly Savalas with his lollipop. Oh, I love that. I wonder now, looking back, how much of it I actually understood. I bet a lot of it went over my head. I was about six, but I did love it. It was one of my favourite programmes. Absolutely loved it. How's Pete's cabling getting on? Dee tried to use customer support for Vodafone a while back. Nightmare, tell me about it. Vodafone are worse than useless. How come you didn't have that problem when we switched to an iPhone? Why was it only me?
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. But we were queuing up at Apple for an iPhone, and it was the iPhone 3G. So 2008. And I'd had Vodafone for years. And Vodafone, way back when the iPhone came out, it was O2 only. You couldn't get it anywhere else. So I was having an iPhone. Come what may, I was having an iPhone. But they would give you a number, and what you needed to do was get your pack number to transfer. And there was no point trying to do that beforehand. Vodafone were not having it. So I got my iPhone and it had a temporary number, and I was like, I don't care. I don't care if I have to keep this temporary number. I'm not staying with Vodafone. So I rang Vodafone up once we were sat down and we were having our lunch, because iPhone day, it took 7.5 hours to get an iPhone. The O2 servers were just melted. So we were stood in an Apple store from about 6:30 in the morning to late lunchtime, about 2 o'clock. And once we'd sorted it, I came out, I said, I'm going to ring Vodafone. So I rang Vodafone and told them I wanted my pack number. You can't do that, you'll have to go into a store. I thought, I don't believe you. Yeah, I really don't believe you. So luckily, I was in the Trafford Centre. And there's not one Vodafone store, there was two. So I went into the Vodafone store and I explained, and you know, I got an iPhone and I wanted my pack number. And they were like, you got to ring up for that. I said, really? And she said, yes. I said, don't move. So I rang Vodafone back and I said, you know, you told me I had to go into store for this. He said, yeah. I said, well, I have done, and she's told me I've got to ring you. I said, so I'm just going to hand the phone over. I said, can you sort it out between yourselves? And neither of them, like, I handed the phone to her and she was like, oh God. So one of them was going to have to do it. And I got my pack number, but Vodafone are the worst. Their customer service is absolutely shocking. So I wasn't staying with them on principle. And then the woman in the store said, what can we give you to get you to stay? And I looked at her and I said, an iPhone. We can't give you an iPhone. I said, that's fine then. I'll take my pack number. They did not want to let people go. They must have been hemorrhaging people over to the iPhone. But after that, there was no way I'd use Vodafone no matter what anyway. I wouldn't go back now they've got the iPhone. But what I didn't realise is how many other services other than O2 don't have visual voicemail. And it's something I take for granted.
Yeah.
I mean, when I looked at your mother's phone, she's with EE, isn't she?
Yeah.
And I thought, where's the visual voicemail? I thought, oh, you're not telling me it still doesn't have visual voicemail. And I'm looking at the voicemail with, like, I don't know how this works. I've got to ring a number, have I? Okay, what number is that? Shocking. Shocking. Visual voicemail is worth every penny, even if you have to pay more. Because you can listen to your messages out of order, you can delete them, you can record them, you can save them off the phone. It's just fantastic. I can't imagine. To me, an iPhone, the phone part of an iPhone wouldn't be half as useful without the visual voicemail. Peter's not even started the cabling. Oh no. Day 8 out of 13 of work teaching. Not even spoken to a company about it yet. Oh, Pete. But you know, we're going to look forward to it, to the day it does actually happen. Oh, Dee's quite right here. It must have been a woman that Mike was dealing with, and he turned on the charm. Smooth sailing customer services from then on. Yeah, I did take it personally that, you know, mine never is. Mine never is. And I wasn't even grumpy at that point. I got grumpy when they said you'll have to talk to them on the phone and then you have to talk to them in the store, and they couldn't make their mind up. So I just had them talk to each other. Oh, Peter's been having all manner of fun with designer. Been asked to design some morale patches for deployment. Trying to get images to stick within shapes has been harder than it should be. Oh, no. Images in shape shouldn't be tricky. Let's just offer it up to the thumbnail and it should twang inside. Oh, now D, a Vodafone employee on the phone with another Vodafone employee. My God, he's like an unstoppable force meets a movable object. Tell me about it. But they didn't have... What could they do at that point? I'm stood watching the pair of them. And he's like, I would have loved to have known what the conversation was on the other end. But, you know, to say I stitched them up was an understatement. Because, you know, how many people ring up when they're within walking distance of a store? They just go into the store. And then they're saying you've got to ring them up. They don't expect you to walk back in. Just nobody actually wanted to do their job was the gist of it. So, yeah, I left them to it. And I got my pack number. And about 2 or 3 days later, the temporary number changed to the real number. And off we went. Ah, so I've still got the number that I had from about 1994.
I'm going to report the bin.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, he's dubbing the bin men in.
What's the problem? There's a drop-down list here. My bin was not emptied. Well, obviously, that's the one to go for.
What, but the others, though?
That's why I'm telling you, because I'm reading them out. My bin was returned to the wrong place. Well, actually, the blue one was. It was left outside next door, so I had to retrieve it.
That happens every week. I wouldn't complain about that, or I'd never do anything else.
There's been rubbish spilt from the bin or bin lorry. I'm unhappy with the behaviour of the bin crew. There's been damage caused by the bin lorry or crew or other. So I'm going to go
it's
for
it's really simple. You just didn't empty the bin. You know, it's bin day.
Which bin?
Oh, now it gets tricky.
Green. Do you share a bin with your neighbours? No. When did you put your bin out? This morning at 6:30, as I'm told to do. Actually, it was 6:25 I got up especially.
This is just sad, isn't it?
Did we put a sticker on your bin? No, you didn't.
You not turned up to empty it.
Please give further details.
Good God, what do they want to know?
Has the whole street been missed?
As far as I can tell, yes. Imagine it. I mean, there's 8 houses on our road. That leads to 2 more roads, and there must be easy 150 houses on there. And then there's the entire main road, and the entire main road's been missed. I can only imagine how many complaints they're getting. Go on, what's the next thing?
If you get a strange request, friend request from me on Facebook, this is Chidge, please ignore it. Somebody in Scunthorpe has managed to hack my Messenger account. Account now secured.
There are no words.
This is someone who's supposed to know what he's doing.
I'm saying absolutely nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Oh, there's a fabulous thing there of a guy with a mask on. Oh, I'm going to have to get a picky of that. Right, let's try and get a picky of that. Oh, yeah. That is brilliant. Right, I've got it. I'm about to share it with you guys. Unbelievable. I think this is one of the... Who are we playing tonight?
Czechoslovakia, I think.
It's the other team, anyway. The one that's not Scotland. Right, let me get that up there. How not to wear a mask. Episode 309. And the two next to him haven't got one on anyway. Do you know how long... We've been at this nearly 18 months. How long did it take you to learn, Pete, that it actually goes over your nose as well? I'm thinking probably 2 seconds. Rest of the population, some considerable time longer. Night, Simon. Oh, 19-year wedding anniversary today. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Kim would go crackers not having the bin collected on the day, they say. That's quite common here, that they just do their own thing. Do their own thing. Probably about, what, once every 3 months or so?
Mm.
And sometimes it's worse. If they don't take the green bin, worst case scenario, they'll take it next week. But if they don't take like the grey one or the black one or the blue one, it'll be another month. And then people wonder why there's vermin around because the bins are overflowing. They'll probably pitch up tomorrow. But the thing is, then your bin's outside. And the thing is, you're not supposed to put your bin on the pavement. It has to be on your property. But our property's secure. So if it was this side of the gate, how are the bin men getting it out? So it has to be on the front path. And then you've got to be careful that the postman can get in and the Amazon man. Because otherwise they'll be throwing it from the gate. But you're just not allowed to leave it out. Most people have actually left them out. Our problem, if we tried to do that, the idiots that are parking the cars half on the pavement, nobody would be able to get past. So we don't like to do that because it's not fair to people with prams, pushchairs, wheelchairs, who need to get past, and they have to walk in the middle of the road. So we don't leave it outside. But then that means, like Mike says, he's up at stupid o'clock to try and take the bin out. You know, if they just turned up when they're supposed to turn up, life would be far easier. Right, let's carry on. Dee remembers cringing a little when live to cut to a coach with a mask down, thinking they'd be like, oh, get that off, but then just kept happening and it was normal. It's ridiculous what they're up to. It is totally ridiculous. I mean, we're not actually out of the woods. You know, you wouldn't want somebody that you knew and loved to get it at this stage and die. and we're not actually out of the woods yet. So if all you've got to do is wear a mask, just put a mask on. But you've got these players, like I said, chatting for 25 minutes, no masks. They'd have had masks on, no problem. But to do it without a mask is just selfish. Have I got anything on Prime Day? I got a couple of bits and that was it. I thought the stuff that's really cheap was mainly the Amazon stuff. So I didn't really have a need for any more A-ladies or anything like that. There'll probably be new models coming. So I left all of that. So it was just a couple of bits. I think there was a book that was on cheap and a couple of other bits and that was it. So not as exciting as normal where I dive in and buy all kinds of things, no. Which is most unfortunate. Most unfortunate. Let's have a look. Hello, Tracy! They make the roads longer. Good grief. Kim, what's going on? And Dee hasn't even got a delivery date. Do you know, they've been quite lax, haven't they? Lately. Quite lax. As though you can wait forever. And I know they're blaming it on a lack of... not peripherals. Components. But there must be some components. Oh, I did look at the hard drives as well. That was what I was really, really looking forward to. But no, they were still way too expensive. Oh, and Tracy's going visiting. Ordered no estimated date. I don't understand that. I really don't. Oh, we looked at an iPad for Mike's mum as well, but that had the same problem as Dee. There was the rose gold, the silver and the space grey. And she wanted rose gold. And the rose gold was actually by far the cheapest. But it had gone out of stock and it was like, you can place an order and we'll let you know. And it didn't even say like, we'll give you an estimated date today or within the week. It was just like, yeah, we'll let you know at some point. Good night, Kim. Right, so I better go off and watch this match, hadn't I? Mm. And I've got an 8:30 while I'm at it as well, so I'll be doing two things anyway. So we will be back with you tomorrow. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.